How many people have ever had the electricity go out in your house? And you wouldn't got your flashlight. What you say? And it didn't work. I got kids and I got grandkids, right? And they love flashlights. And they love making shows and puppet shows and all this stuff and having the spotlight on the puppets. But one of the things they forget to do, what? Is to flick it back off. So there's been times when I went to 2 or 3 flashlights. Am I preaching? I went to 2 or 3 flashlights. And they was all, the battery was dead. The battery was dead. What good is it if the battery is dead when the electricity goes off? And that's what he's saying here. The lamp is useless if it goes out in the hour of darkness. Religion is for the time of trial and temptation.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us today for the conclusion of It's Showtime. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of It's Showtime.
It shows how well you have prepared. It makes it clear where you are with the Lord. I like what Pastor Ford, and I've used this example over and over again. And Pastor Ford, who preached here a couple of weeks ago, I remember years ago, he came and he gave this illustration. And he said that if you take a sponge and you dip it in water and you squeeze it, water will come out. If you take a sponge and you dip it in orange juice and you squeeze it, then orange juice will come out. If you take the child of God and you dip him in worldliness, in gossiping, in evil thoughts, and you dip that child of God in adversity and squeeze him, guess what's going to come out? All that evil and filth. But if you take the child of God and you dip him in Bible study, you dip him in prayer, you dip him in fellowship and sweet communion with God, you dip him in the sweet songs of Zion, and you squeeze him, guess what's going to come out? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. See, adversity shows what's in you. Adversity shows how you have prepared. It says, if you faint, your capacity to deal with the situation is limited. To faint means to be weak or feeble. Feebleness in the day of adversity is an indication that you are not deeply rooted in the Lord. And like I said, adversity comes our way, and we're not ready for it. Some of you may remember a couple years ago at our missions conference, we had a wonderful missions conference, a powerful missions conference, and we were downstairs fellowshipping with the saints, and The dinner was over, and about 8 of us got on the elevator to come back up. Now, those of you who are on the elevator, you know what I'm talking about. I started smelling smoke, and a little steam started coming up in the elevator. And we're sitting on there. I could look on the faces of some people and say, uh-oh. So I said, let's pray. And so we prayed. And then somebody else started singing. We was on that. We turned that adversity into a worship service. And the next thing I know, the elevator was, we was on there for a minute now. So I ain't trying to say that it was all over at once. So we needed prayer, we needed songs, we needed everything else. And then we got out. Some of the people on the outside, you know, their faces, they was worried. Like Brother Andre Cassell, his wife was on there. Andre was worried about his lady, man. And we got out. They couldn't even get the elevator all the way up to the floor. And so we ended up having to step up. Firemen came. They broke the doors and everything else. And we had to step up and get out of the elevator. So what am I saying? That nobody was prepared for that. If I knew that was happening, you can be sure I would have took the steps. Right? I would have took the steps. But I thank God that there was a spirit on that elevator that said, let's pray and let's worship. That if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. That it shows you what is in you. See when showtime comes, there's also going to be, now you ever see sometimes when people are putting on a live play that there might be hecklers in the audience, right? Hecklers are people that try to make fun or talk out loud to try to throw you off script. But you got to find, you got to find a way to ignore them. You got to find a way to keep your focus on the Lord. Because when you get in your adversity and it's showtime and you are praising God and you are being strengthened and have your roots in Him, that hecklers are going to come. Man, you're supposed to be a Christian. God's letting that happen to you? How can you serve a God that would let something like that happen? But you got to keep on. You got to keep on going. I heard the story about a judge who was at a dinner, and he was often criticized. People were very critical of him. And so somebody asked him, well, how do you deal with all that criticism? And he put down his fork for a second, and he said, every night, my neighbor has a dog. And the moon is big and bright and shining in the sky. And that dog gets out there all night long, roo, 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 barks all night long at the moon. And then the judge picked up his fork, and he kept on eating. Somebody thought to himself, man, what a crazy story. Why? Why in the world did you tell us that story? And so somebody asked him, what's the purpose? And he put down his fork and he said, the moon just keeps on shining. The moon just keeps on shining. That when you are going through adversity and the critics and the scoffers bark at you and they try to talk you out of your trust in God, you just keep on shining. You just keep on shining. Be unaffected by those who are trying to cut at you and dig at you because you're trusting God. When it's showtime, don't let the hecklers move you off of what God is calling you to do. I like what it says in the pulpit commentary about Psalm 24:10. So I copied this. It's a lot of reading, but I'm going to read it because it blessed my heart, and I hope that it blesses somebody else's heart. But this is the pulpit commentary on Proverbs 24 and verse 10. And it says this, strength is wanted for the day of adversity. This will be a time of assault, strain, and pressure. The soul will then be besieged. Oh, I'm preaching to somebody now. The soul will be besieged, buffeted, and in danger of being crushed. Therefore, there is need of sufficient strength, not only for the prosperous times, but for this harder occasion. The lighthouse must not only be strong enough to stand in calm weather, it should be able to resist the battering rams of the tempest. The ship must be built for the storm. The army that can look smart in a review is useless if it goes to pieces on the battlefield. The modern navy is an extravagant ornament if it is not served us in action. The lamp is useless if it goes out. Woo! The lamp. How many people have ever had the electricity go out in your house? and you wouldn't got your flashlight. What you say? And it didn't work. I got kids and I got grandkids, right? And they love flashlights. And they love making shows and puppet shows and all this stuff and having the spotlight on the puppets. But one of the things they forget to do, what? Is to flick it back off. So there's been times when I went to 2 or 3 flashlights. Am I preaching? I went to 2 or 3 flashlights. And they was all, the battery was dead. The battery was dead. What good is it if the battery is dead when the electricity goes off? And that's what he's saying here. The lamp is useless if it goes out in the hour of darkness. Religion is for the time of trial and temptation. The spiritual life needs to be strong enough to hold on through terror, temptation, trouble, or it is a delusion. It is a delusion that your spirituality is worth nothing if it can't take you through adversity. If it can't take you through adversity, it's worth nothing. So when we think about Showtime, there are movie credits, right? Movie credits, all right, that come on to tell us about this film. So whenever you go through adversity, there's some credits about Showtime that you need to remember. And the first credit is this, is that this movie in your life is being produced by God. Now, it may come at the hand of Satan, but remember Job. Satan could not do anything to Job that God didn't let happen. And Satan, your enemy, cannot do anything to you that God doesn't let happen. Let me ask you a question. What trial and tribulation are you going through now? God? You think God doesn't know about it? You think it took God by surprise? Oh, no. Look, let's look at Job chapter 2. Verses 9 and 10. Job chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. His wife said in verse 9, then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thy integrity? Curse God and die. And Job said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this, Job did not sin with his lips. That whatever you are going through, whatever trial, whatever adversity that you are going through is produced by God. Like I said, it could be coming directly from hell. It could be come directly from Satan. But nothing is going to touch your life that God doesn't want to touch. And so the first thing, whenever I go through adversity, I have to realize that God is allowing this to happen. And he's producing this for a reason. And that reason, you know the sad thing about Job is that, you know, we have the advantage. Because we can read the book of Job and we see all the stuff that's going on. We read chapter 1. So we know everything that was going on. But Job, he couldn't go to Job chapter 1 and read, right? He couldn't turn to Job chapter 1. Job was in it. And if somebody just said, he was living chapter 1. Right? He was living chapter 1. But yet and still, God was behind this, orchestrating this situation. So not only is the movie produced by God, but it is, praise God. It is directed by the Holy Spirit, right? It is directed by the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. that when you get in adversity, man, the first thing you need to do is fall upon the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit, please, Spirit, guide me through this situation. Give me wisdom. Lord, every turn, every step, I might not know which way to go. I might not know what to say. I might not know what to think. But Holy Spirit, please guide me through this situation. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Guide me by your powerful hand. That when I hit adversity, the Holy Spirit is the director. That he says, cut. That he says, take. That he says, lights, camera, action. I'm led and guided by the Holy Spirit. That as I go through this trial, and you know, wow. I just thought about this. You know, I wasn't even going to refer to this. But in Galatians 5, there's a contrast of the works of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit. And it says that the Spirit lusteth against the flesh, and the flesh lusteth against the Spirit. That there's a director. There's a good director in your adversity, and there's an evil director in your adversity. Which director are you going to listen to as you go through the adversity? Are you going to listen to the director who leads and guides and directs perfectly every time? Or are you going to listen to the director that is a deceiver? Jeremiah said the heart is wicked and desperately wicked among all things. Who can know it? That when we try to trust in the arm of the flesh, it will fail us every time. That when you go through your circumstances leaning on the flesh, it's going to let you down. But when you go through adversity directed by the Holy Spirit, he will guide you every step of the way. Like I said, I don't know what you call that thing that they snap down. Lights, camera, action, right? Cut, right? Man, that's the Holy Spirit. He said, okay, it's all right to go. And then you start walking down, snap! The Holy Spirit stops you. And he guides you in the way that you're supposed to go. The main actor of this show, when you get in adversity, the main actor is Jesus Christ. No, it's not you. You're going to say, well, it's me. I'm the one that's going through it. You know, it's just like the dad who told his son, right? He said, son, this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you. And the little boy said, yeah, Dad, but not in the same place. So, so you know, when you get out there, you know, you might feel like you're the one going through it, right? But look what, we all know this verse. We don't have to even look at it. It says, let your light so shine. Matthew 5, chapter 5, verse 14 through 16. A light that's hidden on a set on a hill cannot be hid. That you don't light your lamp and put it under a bushel. So therefore, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That who should be shining through you? That when you go through adversity, who should be seen? Jesus Christ. That people ought to look at you and say, there's something different about them. You know, they're not handling this situation the way that other people handle it. You know, they're not joining in with the others. They're handling this situation in a way that Jesus Christ is seen. That Christ is shining through. He's the main actor. Who's the supporting actor? Galatians 2:20. Brokenness. For I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Who is the supporting actor? That I'm the supporting actor, but see, I can't be the supporting actor in God's production unless what? Unless I'm broken. unless I'm broken. If I'm not broken going through this situation, then I'm producing a movie that's worthless. Right? If I'm not broken going through this situation, that there may come times when my will is to buck up and to strike out. And brokenness says, calm it down. Bring it under control. You know, as I've said from this pulpit many times, Jesus was meek. And what does meekness mean? Power under control. That's what meekness means, power under control. A horse that's not broken is just wild and just causes stampedes and destruction. But a horse that's broken can pull wagons, can pull all type of other things attached to it. That's broken. And so if I'm going to have a successful production, I've got to be broken. And as I'm broken, God is the producer. The Holy Spirit is the director. The main actor is Jesus Christ. The supporting actor is me, but not me in an unbroken state, that I have to be broken. And then we see, before showtime comes, there's the rehearsal. And what does rehearsal mean? A session of exercise, drill, or practice, usually private, in preparation for a public performance or ceremony. So rehearsal. Let me show you what rehearsal is that prepares you for showtime. The rehearsal. There's a script. What is the script? What is the script that we go by? What is the script that we go by? Right? It's not a magazine. It's not a book. What is the script that we go by? The script that we go by is the Word of God. And so as you read, wow, as you read the script, you are getting ready for showtime. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction in righteousness. Watch this, that the man or woman of God might be thoroughly instructed unto all good works. That's the script, baby, right? That's the script. And how do you read the script? You read the script by having devotions. That as you have devotion, now I'm not trying to put prayer aside, because, you know, I think that that's very important, but, you know, we want to stick with the metaphor, right? We're trying to stick with the metaphor, and I'm sure there's some way we can work prayer in there too. But devotions, sermons, Bible study, that's the script right there, that all of us ought to have a daily time where we are in the Word of God. Whether you read our daily bread or devotions by Chuck Swindoll or David Jeremiah or Tony Evans, you know, that there ought to be, or if you have your own, you know, going through the Bible program, that there ought to be that time when we are into the Word of God. Sermons, that's why it's important to come to church, right? Because you hear the Word of God. You know, I've had many things that as I've studied and as I've read that I would have never known unless I went and sat under somebody else. And that's why, again, I'm going to say this, that you need to sit under good teaching and preaching. You know, you just can't sit under anybody that's going to feed you some crumbs, that you need to sit under good teaching. So, you know, you need to sit under good teaching and preaching.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of What Does It Mean to Be Born Again? If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, It's Showtime, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request It's Showtime. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request It's Showtime. or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Galaise. Dr. Galaise is the author of 8 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now, for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm your host, Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.